It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, J.J. Gordon on a Friday.
I like the sound of that.
Me too. And it's just hot enough out there today where I'm really happy I'm wearing my shirt that's got anchors on it. I'm really set for this bingo we're playing tonight. If you want to join us, go to KFGO.com. You can register to play bingo by boat or by car at the Detroit Lakes Holiday Inn tonight. That's right. You can play from the comfort of your own vehicle, or you can pull your boat up and you can play via your boat. If you can fit 20 people on your boat without it sinking, go for it. Absolutely. They should be people you feel safe around, though. That's the beauty of this, right? Is we found a way to physically distance but still have a fun game of bingo.
Absolutely.
And the prizes, out of this world. The Minnesota State troopers stood up and said, like, well, we've got some good stuff for you. Amy and I even looked at it. We're a little bit jealous of the prizes you're going to win tonight from those folks.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Fair Hills is giving golf games, both big and small. The Seven Sisters Spirits, they're loading us up with stuff. The Holiday Inn's giving us stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join us this evening. Register at KFGO.com. We all saw some sad news this week out of Moorhead, and we saw senseless destruction and vandalism at an institution, a place that represents summer, the Tasty Freeze. And on the line with us, we have Jess Malvin. Jess, you're one of the owners over at Tasty Freeze, and can we start by just saying what it was like to walk into the store that next morning?
Well, we got the call at about 2 a.m., and, you know, the officer on the phone just said, you guys had a break-in. It's not a minor thing. You're going to want to come in as soon as possible. So, you know, it's a little intimidating when you pull up to something and you see a fire truck and a bunch of squad cars, and you're told before you walk in to take a deep breath, brace yourself. It's not good. So it was heartbreaking. Everything in me just stunk.
What did it look like in the Tasty Freeze?
Everything was everywhere. So we have a shelf that has all of our slush, all of our toppings on it, and that was just pushed down. They opened up, you know, like our little fridge and freezer by our grill and fryer and just pulled stuff and threw it around. You know, you walked up front and... Of course, the window was smashed, but then they went to our Coke and pulled out some of the syrup bibs. They had taken stuff, our like sprinkles and things, smashed those containers, had those sprinkled everywhere. They told us, you know, like, oh, well, you're going to want to look in the bathroom. Well, as soon as they shut the door to our main building, so we were inside the building and you can see into the bathroom where they broke the toilet, they made a hole so you could walk through that to the bathroom and then tried smashing the wall on the other side. So it was alarming. It was, what did I do to upset somebody? You know, like how could somebody do this?
My understanding is that no one's been caught at this time.
Correct.
And that's all the bad news. Now, there is some light in this because you've seen just an outpouring of support from this community around you that says, no, you really are the institution. You are the sign of summer for us. We want you around.
It was overwhelming getting the support. This has been a really tough season, and I apologize if I cry. It's been one hit after another, and, you know, we just started. We took over. I've been employed there since 2002, but we just took over. This is our third year, and it's been hard. I mean, we have the construction. Our ice cream machine broke down. We had electrical problems with our lights. Normal wear and tear. We had a window that broke at the beginning of the season. And I finally, when I got home after all of this, I looked at my husband as we got the kids ready for daycare, and I said, I don't know if I can do it anymore. You know, I work a full-time job, and I work there. And then by 11 o'clock, we had gotten messages of support and how other people felt our pain. And it just, I don't know, it sparked energy back in me that people love it as much as I do. And they don't want to see us go away.
Your GoFundMe page has raised almost $26,000.
I know.
And these are
it's
people.
Overwhelming.
Yes, and these are just people from the community who are donating what they can and saying, we want you to be able to rebuild. It's a staple in Moorhead. Stories of, you know, people getting married and then coming to the Tasty Freeze. So I mean, this whole community is rallying around you at this point, Jess.
Yeah, it's amazing, and we're so grateful.
Jess, I've got a hard question to ask, and that's, do you see yourself opening up before the end of summer? Is there enough time and resources to put Tasty Freeze back together again?
Yeah, so what we've been working really, really hard the last few days, and we've had some contractors come and help us, and we've done some temporary fixes so that we can finish off the season. One really odd thing that they did is they tried to rip off our roof, and it did a lot of damage doing that, and then it also exposed some other issues that would be wrong with the roof. And so we did some temporary fixes, but we will have to possibly close a little early, and we're thinking we're going to have to completely redo the back half because of how bad, you know, finding out after they tried ripping it off, finding out how bad the roof was.
Wow.
Why? And both JJ and I looked at each other and shook our heads and mouthed, why, when you said that? So I'm sure you're grappling with that too, but I...
Oh, it makes no sense. Our building, we have the original, and then there's a small little storage added on, and that had shingles, and they ripped the shingles off that and started kicking on the roof. And then they went over to the side where it's a flat roof, so... They tried pulling that off, and they, you know, like they are bent for our hood. They started kicking that and tried kicking it off, and it's very bizarre how everything happened and what all they did, and some of the weird things that, you know, our employees had a little change jar that they were collecting money, and it was their Tasty Freeze cruise fund. It was their little change for doing something in the winter to come up with something for us to do, and that jar was still there. They didn't even take that.
Yeah, it's...
Which was odd. You know, you would think they would want to steal that, but no.
It's clear that these people were out for destruction. It's not like they broke in and they wanted to get a hold of a cash register. They just wanted to cause mayhem, and it sounds like they absolutely did. But I do just think it's just amazing. I mean, 579 people on the GoFundMe alone, let alone the amount of messages I am sure that you have received. I also wouldn't be surprised if people just have been showing up, wondering if there's something that they can do to help. They brought their drywall tools with. Who knows what else they've got in the back of the pickup. And even if it's a shorter season, I think we're all happy to know that you guys are going to keep going with the Tasty Freeze. And it is an institution in our community that we really appreciate and love.
Yes, we're determined to make it work and to go forward.
So as of now, your reopening date is?
We're fingers crossed on Sunday. Because okay. Sunday is National Ice Cream Day. So... We had originally planned all these fun things for the day, but we're just really hoping to open on that day.
Sunday. Okay, sounds good. And, yep. Of course, you can find their GoFundMe page as well. It is called Tasty Freeze Break-In Recovery, and that is at GoFundMe.com. You can find it there. I even see some other Moorhead businesses stepping up and helping you out, which is just great. Jess, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for telling the story, and we wish you guys a speedy recovery and keep in touch.
Yes, thank you.
The Solid Gold Show cranks in at 4 a.m. Saturday and rolls until 11 each weekend on the Mighty